You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm with you here. And attention, Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. And gentlemen, I know you had an opportunity in the first hour to hear some sound bites from Josh Gordon, and I had an opportunity to speak with him. That one-on-one interview is available now at clevelandbrowns.com. And I thought this in the spring, and obviously we know what happened coming out of that, but in my opinion, talking to him, and I'll be curious to hear what you guys think, you know, after listening to him, this is a guy who seems very humbled, very focused, and very much wants to make amends for what has happened and just prove, you know, day after day that he's a changed guy and that he's going to do things the right way going forward.
I agree. I agree with that. And I think that, the fans deserve to, as this Cleveland Browns team has done, and as the leaders on this football team, Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby, have done when they came in, is their actions are backing up their words. And I think that the platform has been set for Josh Gordon to rectify a lot of the negativity that surrounds him. And now that, again, as he goes back and I reference that tweet, he is now back home inside those white lines, inside that locker room, his place of solace. Let's see him be productive. Let's see him keep his nose clean and be an asset to the Cleveland Browns, you know, and not a black mark for the Cleveland Browns, which he has been.
You know, as we've alluded to many times, heretofore, Josh's problems have come out of season when he was away from this type of environment that Matt just alluded to. There's accountability and responsibility and never wanting to let that guy next to you down. For me, Nathan, from this point on, for this organization, from those other guys that he puts the pads on with, it has got to be that and completely one-mindedness and one focus now for him. Because, listen, those guys are probably asking the same questions. Can we trust them? Can we believe in them? Can we have confidence in them? Start to allow them to feel better about that, Josh Gordon.
I think a lot of people were very pleased with the fact that he went through a situation where a lot of people could get into a period of depression when you're sitting there watching the team go 6-4. You can't play. You can't really be around. You can't participate. And I think people were very happy that he made it through that, stayed very positive, and also seems to have changed. I know it was very important to him to speak with his teammates and let them know that, you know, he's back. He's not going to let them down. He apologized for what he did. And I believe Josh Gordon is a changed guy. Now, can he be a changed guy day after day after day after day? That's the challenge, and that's really what's in front of him. And I think he knows what's at stake, not only personally, financially, you know, for his family going forward. And hopefully he's a guy who's been given unbelievable gifts that he gets a chance to utilize those. And obviously, as fans of the Cleveland Browns, we hope he gets to utilize them with the Cleveland Browns.
Sure. I just hope, and again, we're focused on the here and the now. Obviously, there's 7 more weeks, hopefully more than that, but at least 6 more football games to play. The thing is going to be, once again, whenever the offseason hits, and let's hope it's after a real nice playoff run, but whenever the offseason hits again, that's when, for his sake, I hope he's able to take away, guys, any of that where people start to say, now he's away. He's away from the football family. What's he going to do now? That's what he's got to get squared away.
Do you think he got a good test of that, though, with this this period?
He was away for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, two months plus.
To give you guys an inside perspective to the program that Josh had to be a part of, you know, so many people associate with supplying a urine specimen is the brunt of what Josh Gordon has had to go through, along with being away from his team and not participating in football. But also, too, there is a psychological analysis that Josh Gordon has had to go through. And I think in some cases, if I'm not mistaken, as a part of the program, because of the stage 3 that he was in, he was required to go to two sessions a month with a psychologist or someone that has to deal with drugs and alcohol and things of that sort. So, and I will, moving forward, how receptive he was to that information, because I was guilty of it. A lot of National Football League players are guilty of it, and professional athletes in general, is we have an ego. and we have a sense of entitlement. And sometimes we don't think, as we see, you know, the police blotter and the and things of that sort always get hit with athletes. We think we're bigger than a lot of those things, or a lot of things that happen to normal people don't happen to professional athletes, but we are still people. So Josh Gordon is still a person, and if he plays for 10 more years, he'll be 33 years old and have 50 more years on this earth. And his decisions, you know, both in the game and out of the game, can be altered by how receptive he is to the information that he received while in this program, which will make him a better person, a better teammate, in the future maybe a better husband, a better father. You know, and it's fixing those problems will also make him a better pro and a better Cleveland Brown. And so his reception to that information, to me personally, is going to be tested when the time comes.
It will be. And right, listen, I'm happy he's back. I want to see him play. I'm just going to enjoy that and live in the moment. And hopefully Josh Gordon is able to continue providing those moments for himself, for this team, and for the fans of the Cleveland Browns. I mean, ultimately, I think from a fan's perspective, it's simple. You're happier when Josh Gordon is on the field. You're happy when he is ready to go. That's what you want to see. And hopefully we are going to get to see that this Sunday against Atlanta. I mean, it's just that simple, ultimately, at the end of the day. I like watching this team, and I feel better and more confident about this team when one of our best players, Josh Gordon, is on the field than I do when it's not.
Home run hitter. Take it to the zone for you. I mean, don't have a lot of that right now.
I 100% agree. But then again, is he able to make the proper decisions off the field that will keep him in a Browns uniform and playing with his teammates here in Cleveland?
That's what we certainly will find out over the next year or two, given his contract situation and given, listen, he's always going to be on guard. It's always going to be alert. It's always going to be one misstep away from being without Josh Gordon, and he knows that, and I fully believe he intends to come here and do things the right way the rest of the time that he is in Cleveland and make sure he takes advantage of being able to handle this responsibility and take care of what he has to do off the field so that he can take care of what he wants to do on the field. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll play a little fact or fiction. We'll take your phone calls 216-578-0850. And for you fantasy footballers out there, go ahead and hook us up on Twitter with your fantasy football questions. I will answer those for you as well. Give you a little look at the Browns fantasy football prospects against this 32nd ranked Atlanta Falcons defense. And by the way, have you guys ever known a season where we've played the 32nd ranked defense so often?
Many times.
No, I have not.
I mean, I feel like it's been at least three of the last 5 weeks or four.
Uh-huh.
Jacksonville.
And we've won.
Oakland,
how many?
And now we have Atlanta.
It's fourth time in the last about 5 weeks, right?
That's pretty remarkable. It's good. Let's go. All right. We'll be back with more on ESPN 850 WKNR.